Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Suicide car bomb Saturday outside a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan, killed at least 95, wounded more than 163 others. This man owns a store very near where the blasts took place. He said he was sitting inside his store when the huge blast occurred. He said he dropped to the ground, then found his brother was hurt, so he took him to the hospital. He said there were already many wounded there, and he said the doctors were swamped. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman said the bomber used an explosives-filled ambulance to carry out the attack in an area where civilians had gathered in large numbers. And here in Washington, the White House released a statement condemning the Saturday attack. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will send his special envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, to a Russian-hosted meeting in Sochi tomorrow. De Mistura read the Russian statement, which persuaded the Secretary General to participate in the so-called Black Sea Peace Prague.
I took note of the statement by the Russian Federation that the outcome of the Congress would be brought to Geneva as a contribution to the intra-Syrian talks process under the auspices of the UN.
Critics of the Sochi Congress accuse Russia of trying to hijack the Syrian peace process in favor of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Mali's President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita says his people will not be frightened by barbaric attacks after an undivided gunman killed at least 14 soldiers in an assault. This is VOA News.